Reports from our correspondents in some of the regions indicate that the electorate there are basking with expectations that their needs will be met as they gear up to vote come December 7. Some of them who spoke to Agatha Samuan behind the news said their regions are prepared for the polls. First, Kingsley Nana Boidu from the Central Region, who said the electorate have mixed feelings about the political party's ability to make good their promises, since some of the parties are not abreast of situations on the ground.
Yes and no. You go to certain places and people are like, oh, okay. Some seems to be interested in what they are saying, especially you get the ruling party talking more of the infrastructure development that he has done, and you get the MPP talking about the bread and butter issues, the economic issues, and so on and so forth. They are divided. It's a mixed sort of thing, and we are just hoping that by the end of 7th, we will know exactly what is actually on the minds of the people. But you get a section of them, of course, going the way the NDC is going. But when you come to Central Region, you are aware that we've gotten the Kotokraba market, ultra modern one, of course. It was much anticipated market and the people got it. They are talking about the sports stadium and fish processing factory at Elmina and the Commander Sugar factory and so on and so forth. So that is the campaign message and the issues the National Democratic Congress, for instance, are trumpeting. They are making sure that they get this thing. And of course, there are people that are, yes, of course, following that. But there are others that also believe that, yes, aside that, there are bread and butter issues that they need to deal with. When you go to the fishermen, for instance, yes, the fact that they are happy with the fish processing factory at Elmina, they still seem to have serious problem when it comes to the fishing activities. When we talk about fishing, it is not just about anything at all. People continue to talk about patrolling. So it gives us on the ground the feeling that even the politicians themselves are not in touch with the people. The fact of the matter is that patrolling is no more an issue in the coastal regions. Patrolling is no more an issue there. Even if it is, it is about 10-15%. Interestingly, you get the politicians, all of them happening. When you get a serious fisherman and you ask whether they're still patrolling, in fact, he will tell you, yes, there's petroling. But when you go to the detail and you find out that, the petroling, the one you have one boat here, another boat here, and they are doing that, and that is the essence of petrol. That is what petroling means. They will tell you, no, that one, they have stopped long time. But the fact is that the trawlers are still on sea, and that is what they see and they perceive to still be the petrol, because they still see the big vessels. And interestingly, the politicians, the MPP, the NDC, all of them come, and they're still hammering at the petrol, which is not an issue for us that are there and have opportunity moving with some organizations, civil society groupings, and all of that.
It means that they are not in touch with them.
They are really not in touch. That is what some of us see. What the problems are in terms of the fishing industry has to do with the cycle business, has to do with the illegal fishing, and there are many of them. But the politicians seems to be harping on, or they chose to be talking so much about petroleum, which is non-existent, even if it is about just 10% of the issue. But they keep talking about it. MPP talk, NDC talk about it.
From the northern region, Murtala Issa said the people there believe that the politicians can and will fulfill their campaign promises when voted into power. This is because some of them have already started working on their promises, and this will make the competition very keen come December 7.
In the northern region, the promises of the NPP, the NDC. Sorry, we are zeroing in on these two parties, but because you take the northern region and there are two key issues. The issue of education, because this is a region with a high population, over 60% illiteracy rate. And when you talk about educational infrastructure, it's an issue that people are concerned about. Now, the NPP is promising one village, one dam. And this is an agrarian region. Over 60%, again, are predominantly farmers. Now, you have the rainy season, as we speak now, has ended. So you find people sitting down idle up to somewhere April, May. So if someone is saying that we are coming to give you water for you to be able to produce crops all year round. I was in Lambusi, I visited Langbensi, Wale Wale area, and they produce a lot of watermelon. Unfortunately, they are not able to do that all year round. So they believe that with water, it will help. I was with the president in Sabo Abuba and some parts of the region when he came on his first campaign tour. And I went to the people and asked them, what is it you want? And everybody seems to be talking about road. And if you travel across the northern region, you will understand why everybody is talking about road, road, road. Until recently that they constructed the Damangufufulsu road. Except for Bipe, when you are entering the region from Bonohafu to Tamale, it was hardly a district that was connected to the regional capital with the third road. Talk about Tamale Salaga, talk about Tamale Pandai, talk about Bimbila Yendi. These are all roads. These are areas where they produce food. But the road infrastructure, I must tell you, is not the best. It's in a bad state. So people are talking about roads. And the two candidates, especially the NDC, seems to be promising that, look, if you extend our mandate, we will. And as you speak, I passed through, I connected Saboba to Chalponi the other day, and I saw machines on the road seriously working. I don't know if this is part of the campaign gimmick. I used the Salaga Road recently, and there are machines on that route working. So road infrastructure is a major, major, major problem. Now, talk about education. The community senior high schools. I was in Wapuli last week on our way to Chalponi, and that one has been completed. It's painted. I could not enter to see what's inside, but from the outside, it's completed and painted. I understand they've even started admitting pupils. They've recruited a headmaster and some masters. So these are the two key issues that people are talking about. Education, they're talking about road infrastructure, and then they are talking about water for the people. And it seems to resonate very well.
You just heard from the northern region, Mutala Issa. Now for his part, Kwame Nkrumah from the eastern region reports that the competition will be keener between the NDC and MPP, since many people are looking forward to have their economic challenges solved. He also says security in the region has been stepped up.
When I went around from some of the people, we were having different views from the eligible voters. Some were saying that President Nana has done well with the NDC government and should be given another nod to continue. But other people also were of different views, saying that they are really suffering because they don't see anything good from the government for the past 4 years. They were even tracing it from the 2008 up to the day that from Professor Mills' time up to date, NDC has been in power for 8 years, so there should be a change. Preparations are underway because of the flash points that we have in our area. They are doing internal training and workshops for themselves also to make sure that they have certainly a capacity to make sure that we carry out the election peacefully, and they also handle it professionally. We even booked an appointment to go to the police personnel to interview them for security wise and the motor traffic transport department about how secure we are and how safety the people will be in the sense they will be moving in convoy to ensure that everything moves on smoothly from the beginning to the end. So we are in contact with them to make sure that everything goes on smoothly. Therefore, the negative report that we have in the past election.
Isaac Asari from the Upper East region said the electorate will be voting mainly based on campaign promises that address their infrastructural needs.
I think what pertains in the northern region is not quite different from the Upper East region. The people are much concerned about what will benefit them the most, talking about water, talking about education, talking about infrastructure. Upper East, as we all know, is predominantly farmers, and most of these people depend largely on their foodstuffs. And here's the case, we don't even have the warehouses to keep some of these foods, so as to kind of keep them up to the Harmattan season, because we are not fortunate like those in the southern sector of the region to have two rainy seasons in a year. We have only one rainy season, which comes once, and once it's over, the people has nothing to do. The only option they have is to go down south to engage in non-menial jobs. And here is the case, we have two big dams, talking of the Via and the Tono irrigation dam site. Here the situation, some of these dams are broken down and nothing is done about that. Talking about road infrastructure, the government since the last election promised the people of good roads. But I tell you, Upper East compared to the northern region and the Upper West region, we don't have any good road. I must be sincere. It's only recently when they started asphalting some of the town roads in the Bogatanga municipality. And even with that, the road is being done halfway and it keeps people wondering, is it a political gimmick that the government is playing with the people, that he's doing the half road? Then maybe on the day of election or the day of his campaign, he will come and tell the people that, oh, okay, maybe when you give us the note for another 4 years, we'll be able to complete the road. These are some of the things when it comes to water. We're talking about the Bia and Tono Irrigation Dam. The Tono, the Bia, for instance, provides a source of water for drinking water for the people of the Upper East region. But then we don't have consistent water. Compared, Mutala was telling me the other day that Tamale was better than the Upper East. And I don't know the situation in the Northern region, but then I should think the Northern region should be better than us.
Kosi Kumahovi from the Volta region says, due to rigorous campaign activities held by the NDC and MPP, the electorate are shifting their interest to favor the two big parties to the detriment of the smaller ones. He, however, could not tell if this empathy would translate in the voting pattern.
The two main parties, or the two big parties, are crisscrossing the region, canvassing for votes, and then that is the NDC and the NPP. So we have the other parties contesting, like the PPP, CPP, and NDP. Their candidates, their activities are not noticeable in terms of the blaring of loudspeaker mounted to announce their propagate their message. I can say that the two main parties are mounting vigorous campaigns in all corners of the region. I happen to be of their campaign trails and political rallies. They were able to attract the crowd. I must say that they have the first pair of the crowds attending their rallies in their paraphernalia, including party branded cars and hats, headgears, tea and polo shirts, and other items that can identify them. But then I must say that I cannot tell whether the crowds are likely to give them the vote as the crowd over the place. So the only thing I have noticed is that we'll wait until December 7th when the crowd will be translated into votes.
Kosi Kumahovi, our Volta regional correspondent, he together with other regional correspondents discussed expectations of the electorates in their regions in the upcoming polls.